January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Tuesday, the 19th of March. 2 o'clock nearly. It's a late one.
It is a late one. Yeah.
See if I can keep the energy up.
I'm in the game. I'm all right. I'm good.
Mickey's good. Mickey's done a workout today.
Done a workout.
Punched some punch bags.
You hurt my wee knuckle, didn't we?
Well, that's because you're wearing like fucking bag, or not even, you're wearing like wraps to punch a bag. You need gloves, bro.
Don't really, though, if you can't.
Nah, not when you hit it as hard as you
are. Exactly, that's the thing. I can't really punch, so.
Yeah, it's like a wee kitten mitten.
I'm probably better off just like punching the air and going oos oos.
I was genuinely thinking about it, watching you doing that, and I was like, and I knew the week you just had and the weekend that was coming up with some Paddy's. Uh-huh. And I thought to myself, why bother?
I needed to sweat the poison out. I was thinking,
I was just like, Mick, it's gone.
I had to do something. I was just like, because I like
hate to tell you,
I've been trying to do the maths.
It's gone.
And I reckon it was 18 pints on Sunday.
Incredible. Incredible work.
I mean, I'm a medical marvel.
You are? And I mean,
I wouldn't kill anybody else. Yeah. My complexion got better.
did you switch up the beer, did you?
No, stuck to Guinness, actually.
Oh, we see. Maybe that's plenty of iron, you see.
Yeah,
you
know, maybe as well.
If you were drinking some shitty Heineken or something, it might have stripped you of all your... So, explain to me... All right, okay. So, let me just get some shit out of the way for the minute. Larry's Comedy Club is tomorrow night. We're plugging. We plugging, baby! Larry's Comedy Club is tomorrow night. I'm on.
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Are you doing something else on Thursday?
I'm going to... Oh, I was supposed to be in Belfast. I'm going to the Lime... Or the Comedy Store in Manchester on Thursday.
Oh, there you go.
Last minute addition. One of the finest comedy clubs in the world.
Away off to fucking Manchester. That was... that's a joke about it.
So I could do Lavery's if you've fucking 10 spots going.
I don't know.
If you need somebody to MC it or...
Oh, there's just fucking 30 people on now. We'll talk about it after.
I sure will figure it out.
I'm going to do a whole pile of new stuff. I'm going to attempt to do half an hour of all new stuff.
Happy days. I love when you get to do that.
That's me abusing my own comedy club right
there.
Yeah,
sure. Fucking abuse away, boy.
Hopefully someone will have some interest in that. I'm headlining. I think Aaron said he was going to MC. McCartney's on.
Yes.
Robbie. Fucking, I forget. I actually forget.
In fact, I'll definitely go down on it because me and McShane are living together at the Fringe. So,
oh yeah,
Two boys in a one-bedroom flat.
Going a few dates before that happens. So that's happening next Monday, which will be the motherfucking. I don't know that I am. I'm bad with dates. Are you good with dates?
Nah.
No name concerts like, oh, you know, October 1994. I was.
Do you know what? I used to be until I started using the calendar on my phone.
Bro. What the fuck's next Monday? The 25th?
Aye.
I'll be announcing a tour, regional, avec, mainland gigs.
Lovely.
The tour's called Safe Space.
Very nice.
If it's one thing I'm good at...
Provocative.
It's names. Mm. And if it's one thing I'm not that good at, it's comedy. If I could name a tour about, like, cooking...
It's such a pain in the whole name on a show, though, because... Half the time you're like, you haven't written it yet.
I have a big book over there. I just went buck mad one night and wrote it, just structured it all out.
Aye.
I'm just like, I'll just fill these gaps. You know, all sorts of hot topics in there. Trans women with prostate cancer, things like that. Just real hot topics. But yeah, 25th, I'll be announcing a tour. And also the Odyssey's happening. And then I was going to say I'm doing Newcastle this Friday, which I forgot about. But then make sure to do one Instagram story and fucking
shout out, didn't I? Lovely.
That's the power I have.
That's good to see, sir. That's good to see.
Nice. You know, I'll go down there and then we swim by door swim pools for the mattress.
I feel like I'm down there in a couple of months as well. But talk about it later.
It's a good gig always.
I had a couple
of people walk out of my last one because they were disgusted.
That's what, yeah.
Because I had the cheek to reply to a heckle.
Who heckled you? Some cunt.
Some old bitch.
That'll be it.
And I went, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, don't get Trump.
She had a word with our friends, like, do you know what would really offend him if we all just in unison stood up and left? And they all stood up and left. And I was like, do you want their fucking taxi money, you fat cunts? it did leave quite a void on right at the front and the right. There was no one there after that, so...
Front right is always where women who are going to walk out sit.
Do you know why? Because it was the furthest from the door in the bogs. So they'd have to be like, clink, 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 and your fat fucking trotters the whole way across the place.
I never look at the front right-hand side of the stage. Have you ever seen me do stand-up?
Really? You see, that's the laveries in you, because there is no front right.
Exactly. But it's also... Remember the Empire, the night, the fucking... The cunt pony night?
Yeah.
It's still in my head fucking 8 years ago.
Yeah, because that... Especially in the Empire, that's the wee hovel in the corner that, you know...
Yep.
It takes effort to even get there at the start of the night. Like, I'm going right down here to that side where there's fucking nothing. Anyway, so Odyssey, the tickets are still on sale. They are 2/3 sold.
It's very impressive.
And in fact, I'll let you in on the numbers, guys. Initially, it was going to be like 3.5.
Going up?
It's probably going to go to 5 now. Yeah. Which means I'll be losing money. So please buy the tickets.
Do they take a bigger cut if you... Let's talk about that offer. Talk about your finances.
It's twice the rent.
Fuck.
If you go more people, it's twice the rent.
Just do two nights then.
No, did it. Yes, so yes.
Twice the nights, half the cost.
Mick, it is a fucking matrix. Because I'll tell you why. If you have the higher screens for two nights, then that's more money. So you would make more money if you did two nights with less numbers in.
Aye.
If you did 2, 3.5, so you'd make more money. But if you needed a kit, like, hired, like screens so and stuff, you'd have to pay for two nights of hire, might be 10 grand.
So in the 3,500 setup, you don't even need screens then, no?
You don't need screens at all, ever, but they're good to have.
Yeah,
because I'm probably going to play videos too, like an intro video or something like that. So anyway, we're getting another minutia.
Yes, the finite details.
The minutia, but yeah, keep buying the tickets and we'll fucking see what happens.
Anyway, the Ulster Hall, I have about 1/3 sold. Which isn't bad for a wee mum and no podcast who lives with me.
100%. Mickey's doing... When is it? October
27th? 25th. 25th of October.
God damn. It's
cute, it's cute. So the Ulster Hall comes to me with that, and my Edinburgh Fringe tickets just gone on sale as well for this month. The whole month. Or for August. Not this month, August. I'm probably not going to do a tour because I don't need to.
Don't need to, or...
Just couldn't be fucked.
No,
yeah, I also know where I'm going. Yeah.
Listen, you don't have the pool in the fucking Ardo one like Gaelis over here. You can't stroll into the fucking Courtyard Theatre in Newton Abbey
and
clean up!
Tell you where I can, but Marketplace Armagh, 21st June. See you there. There's one fair county in Ireland.
Hometown gig. Yeah, no, other than that, there's some merch left, and
I've merch if you want to buy it as well. Yeah. It's not merch. I'm just so skint. What I'm doing is I'm wiping my hole in my pants and selling them on the internet. In case you're a pervert.
I mean, that would be the most high-end pervert.
Oh, that'd be one dorky bastard.
He's been through everything, and he's like, I need the worst underwear of all time.
My PTSD is so bad, I miss the smell of war. Which is my natural...
I thought your PTSD was like your nickname for your...
Steve. My deck.
It's actually, if you're being politically correct, it's actually just PTS.
Oh, is it just PTS? Oh, you told me that last time.
Because I believe it's actually not a disorder to be traumatized post, to be stressed post-trauma.
Yeah.
It's just perfectly normal.
Well, there we are.
And treat it, guys, because you know what happens? You kill your family, kill yourself, and you leave an awful wake behind you. It's a fucking disaster.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, you wouldn't know the fucking half of it. I'll play this intro.
Oh, I'll just do it.
Oh, fuck. fucking, well, of course. Oh, hey, well, of course, don't play. You know,
it's not
course.
Working. I can do it for you.
The General Bedroom Podcast with Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, 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 Jettis. It's Jettis, Jettis. Ah, go fuck yourself. Bam!
Is that it? You get lippy when you get doing fucking podcasting.
Have you unpodcasted for them, didn't I?
Did that lack it?
Your bladder splatter. So welcome the world godfather fool.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis, Jettis, Jettis.
Fuck you. And of course, what happened last time was I was like, there's obviously an audio problem here, and immediately forgot, and I haven't fixed it yet. So, professionalism. Professionalism. I think I've... So you had a heavy weekend on the drink.
I did indeed.
Anything mad happen? No?
Got wild patriotic, and we were leaving an Irish bar, because obviously, so it was me, McCann, that wee guy, Robert De Niro from... The Falls that lives over in London.
Vittorio Angelo, isn't it?
Yeah. I spent the entire day calling him everything Italian that wasn't his own name, just for the crack. Yeah.
Vittorio Minestrone.
Yeah, Linguini fucking Fuscopello.
Fuscopello?
Just made it up. Things that sound Italian. But so we ended up leaving this Irish bar, and I was like, "Bites, there's a fucking casino that stays open to like fuck knows what time." Like McCann was like, I don't fucking know where the fuck we're going, by the way. And then this dude pulled up in a rickshaw, and I was like, get in! And the poor cunt must have been, it was me, McCann, and his mate. There must have been 50 stone in the back of that bike. And then he gave me the fucking Bluetooth speaker, and I played Up the Rad, driving through London. Stamen! Stamen!
Like Michael Conlon, did you see that?
No.
He basically, he walked out for his fight. I might have it here somewhere.
Was this in London, was it?
This was in... I see you're not even going to be able to hear this shit. I think it was in America. Boston.
Same song.
Yeah, so he's just... Everyone's like, up the rat. And then, of course, all the fuck... I mean, this guy is like... You know, he's like casually walking out to chants of Ooh Ya Up the Ra last night, big supporter of local boxers. I mean, this is just Northern Ireland, isn't it? You can't fucking... The guy came out and it was all like playing a fucking flute.
Good
to see someone showing a bit of pride and where they're from.
It's one of those situations where that Ooh Ya Up the Ra song is just genuinely fucking so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's funny. He's in Boston or something, so it's like, they don't even know what the fuck they're saying. Ooh, I'm the rattle.
Although I did wake up yesterday thinking, fuck, the IRA did send a fucking package to somewhere in London not a week ago. So, does these new mad cunts. Just want to say officially, for the record, do not condone any of the behaviour of terrorist activity, but it is funny to shout up the rattle.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wins in a war.
Mm. Apart from Big Pharma.
Yet.
A girl from Ochterclyde. Sells guns.
My name's Big Pharma. So fucking that was it then, just boozing. I was talking to my sister because I was like, I'm literally like, I remember saying to you earlier, I was like, I've told myself I just don't drink anymore. Aye. Just to see how long it can go. I don't know, the length of time never bothered me. It's just like navigating around things that where everybody fucking drinks.
Aye.
Like, but yeah, just fucking, I was not jealous at all of just seeing everyone out. Cause you're like, it looked like good crack, sort of, but it actually looked crack like good crack.
We had a really good,
but I could just see someone's out, and I was just like, that looks fucking cake. Like,
but I mean, I think it was good. We only had a good time because we were drinking in sort of relatively quiet places,
full of drug dealers.
Yeah, so the fact that we had a table in a fucking bar was like, well, this is relaxing.
Aye, well, that's the place.
Almost skull as many fucking pinch of stout as we can.
Did you get any jip from any English bar owners?
No, not at all.
No.
Although we went watched the rugby on the Saturday, and wee Vittorio was getting awful fucking, because somebody cheered when Wales scored, and he went, like, he's a really nice wee classical music student, and somebody cheered and he went, who the fuck is that? Like, and I tittered and giggled. Like, but no, it's like, it was, because Paddy's Day is just fucking
rugby's good. Rugby brings people together.
I think so.
It does.
I agree.
If I had to say something about it, it does.
Well, I stayed in the bar for an extra sort of half an hour. And
you're like, go fuck up, you Italian cunt.
You fucking speck.
If Italian
Which
were
is the wrong country, actually.
Italy were a better team, you'd be supporting him.
I took an age in the English national anthem, though. Just out of respect. I didn't really. But
Just is that
the
you only told me you're on coke.
There was a point. Oh yeah,
took an eight.
That's very funny.
Right, God save us.
Go on, Lizzie. No, I did. There was a point where somebody wouldn't take a fucking Northern Irish fiver. I could feel myself getting all on fucking Patrick's Day. You won't take a fucking.
Yeah. The day of Patrick.
Right. Also, the pint was 6.50, so it made the. I was like, I'll give you a 10 if you take it there. Just a great weekend. Black, steam.
Just a great.
Good times. Lovely gigs. Thanks, everybody. Came out to Angel and Fanny's Bar.
You have bar for your Fanny. Cock. Know what I mean?
Land bar. Land bus.
I had a fucking weird week. I went down to film that thing with Tom the Bear in Clonmel at Boston Scientific. You know when you're out of place and you're like, what am I doing? Not that it wasn't bad, but you're just like, how'd this happen? They make pacemakers, so it was good to get a preview of like what they're going to have to shove in my chest. They got one with Do Me and You. It's a fucking wireless defibrillator.
I've heard of them.
It just sits in your chest and it knows when your heart stops and then it just goes and blows up and your heart definitely kills you. But I don't know. Do you know when you're walking around and you're like, I am by a mile the stupidest cunt in here. I'm just like,
most days, Colin, yes.
I'm a retarded person.
I'm the stupidest cunt in here. There's only two of
them. It was fucking so weird just being chauffeured around. Although it must be like, it's great to have no job, but it must be dead on working for like a big American company. It seems like they just doss about.
Yeah, there's bound to be certain fucking bits of it where it's like, let's go in. Fucking.
There's a fucking. I walked past the gym and it was like. It was like gym down here.
In the place, yeah.
Fucking big canteen. And it wasn't like a canteen, it was like a. Like a buffet at a fucking. Aye. You know.
But somebody told me, like, who the fuck was I talking to? This worked for an American company and they're like, there's a gym in the place because you don't get to go home that often.
Yeah.
Like, you'll have American working hours where it's like. It's not 9 to 5. It's like, you fucking stay here until we tell you, like. Yeah. Until the jab's done.
Fuck. No, I don't know. I think Tom was saying they get some sort of like incentive to actually go to the gym.
Whether it's like good.
Every time you go to the gym, you get like 15 minutes off on a Friday or so. You know what I mean? So you like bank it across the week and then leave an hour early or something.
That makes sense. I'd probably keep, but because really, if you're working somewhere where you're in the same, like we talk about having fucking sore backs all the time. If you're in one of those situations where you're like, oh, my fucking back's sore, and they go to the gym for half an hour and then.
Oh, what?
See you ever, Danny. There's any fucking blurt hanging out.
There was a few hot, smart looking women walking away. Like
white coats and glasses, no?
No white coats, just like smartly just dressed. Looking skirts.
Pencil skirts. Pencil skirts.
Skirts and whatnot. But it was weird because
women still wear skirts,
do they? Oh, they do, yeah. Good stuff. But it was either like, it was sort of like, you must be able to wear whatever you want. And then some people go, like, well, I'm going to not look like shit when I'm a scientist going to work. And then there's other people who are like fucking O'Neill bottoms and a fleece.
I'm just very smart.
Did you see the photo of the fella I put up? There was this the double of fucking
Jimmy Dornan's big brother. That was
spit of him, and he didn't know. And and no one else really picked up on it. I was like, I bet you get the fucking Jimmy Dornan thing all the time. He's like, no, I don't. It's funny because apparently he was a jockey, and he's like a wee tiny guy, but he was on the piss the night before because they're all real horsey people down there. And then Cheltenham or something was on, so he was like, I swear to God, 12 o'clock, I'm fucking gone, I'm fucking out of here. And he had a real rough voice, but he was about fucking 25, and then. Yeah, he was fucking, I don't even know what the fucking story was. What the fuck? Oh, that cunt's just dressed like a tramp and just like fucking hungover from the night before. Aye. He's like, I'm fucking, can we wrap this up? I need to go on the piss again. Let's fucking go.
There are some times I'd like to have one of those smart people jobs where you go, just come go as a please.
Yeah.
Because sometimes in comedy, like I'm missing my fucking nephew's christening next weekend because I got 4 gigs booked. I'm like, I fucking need the money.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
He'll not remember it. I'll not remember
it. Exactly. A lot misses the 18th anyway. Probably won't live to see it.
How is the child, Mick?
Oh, he's class. He's lovely. He's bouncing.
That's nice.
He's a fat wee shit. Like, it's weird. We're like...
Cause ears pierced yet?
Probably. 2 tattoos. But you don't realise how fucking... Like, how quickly a fucking baby grows until you see one... Like, if you I haven't seen him for about a week, and then seen him today, and I was like, what the fuck?
You don't know how quickly a baby grows till you stuff it in a Tupperware box. Then you're like...
Hashtag McCann's. He's definitely like... Because he was tiny when he was born, and I seen him today, and I was like, he looks like a 14-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. We went to see Maureen's mate's baby. And then you know, you're like, oh, you see it when it's just like fresh out of the oven. And then you think it's only a couple of weeks later, but it's literally probably about 5 months later. Right. And you're like, oh, it's 25 now.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Walking the child's all well, Colin.
We did. Fucking bit tiny.
Any fucking beans on you? I've shit myself.
Speaking of McCann's, have you watched that thing?
About three episodes in now. But I knew, I fucking, I don't know if it changes past the third episode, because the one I'm on now is where they're sort of implicating the mum and dad in it.
Well, they do that, and then they sort of, they find out more and more shit. Have you got the bit with the dog shit?
Yeah.
I near shit my pants.
See, I'd heard about that from the Conspiracy Guys podcast.
There's something, fuck it. Now, I know that, you know, it ended up being a bit sketchy, and they were like, you can't really 100% trust the dogs. But see that bit when they let the dog in, they're like, the dogs are trained to smell cadaverine, and you're like, rotten flesh and blood. And the dog's like, like all over the place, and then it's trained, the blood one's just trained to stop and look, and the other one's like stop and bark, but it's like running around fucking frantic, and then it's just like, and then its tail stops, and you're like, it's a fucking creepy, it's something like Blair Witchy about it or something. You're just like, oh my, like no one knows what's going on, and then this dog just goes, killed here, there was a dead person here, and you're like,
it's fucking nuts.
I don't know if it was like ended up being accurate or whatever, but see the
you watched the whole thing. What's
does
she come back in the end, or what's great?
It's just asleep. But the fucking there's a few different options, and then just more and more creepy things. I think she was taken by somebody, but there was definitely some negligence going on by the parents, because there was a few things that happened like that were weird as shit. Like there was a real weird guy spotted knocking about, and then there was a weird guy going to like the door asking for donations for like a fucking orphanage.
Aye.
Which turned out there was no orphanage in the place he was talking about.
And donations he meant, can I have one of your kids?
Yeah, apparently there was this dude was like coming to the door like, oh yeah, there's an orphanage, and the woman said that the guy was just looking past her, staring at her kid in the back room.
Aye.
And then
fuck.
Apparently there was reports after that there was maybe like four or five guys doing the same all around the place.
Yeah.
Maybe they were like scoping out for kids. And then they were saying like, there was just a whole lot of weird shit like that, like weird people knocking about and whatever. And then there was somebody reported like being in Barcelona, which was like 4 hours after she went missing.
Aye.
But I don't know how far Barcelona is from that place, but it's not far. Like aye. You can fucking, I think you can get in a car and just drive there. And this woman ran up to some guy in the street and was like, where's the baby? Do you have my new baby yet or something?
Fuck.
So this happened like a few hours later.
Yeah.
And the person was just like, what the fuck is she talking about? But then obviously once the whole story came out, they realized that it sort of coincided with this.
The time, fuck.
And the guy was like, it's just so weird. Someone running up, like, have you got my baby? Have you got my new baby yet or something?
It's so much of it's like, it's so remember seeing, like hearing another podcast about it where, like, so there was a guy who was seen sort of going down the street with a girl that sort of matched her description.
Yeah, walking down the street. Yeah.
And there was something I heard where it kind of, the way the time scale worked, they reckon it was fucking the dad.
Yeah.
Was getting rid of the body. Because there's one thing that they'd accidentally killed her.
Yeah.
And then we're like, if we fucking, like, we'll lose our jobs, we'll lose the other two kids.
Yeah.
Let's fucking hide the body. Cause enough confusion that no one's going to fucking check this sports bag or whatever. Like,
yeah.
And they reckon that they might have had her body for weeks.
Well, that's what the whole car thing was about. Like, they were, when they
it's
let
fucking
the,
nuts.
When they let the dog near the car.
Do you know what's so fucked up about it too? Like, is when you're watching it, you find like I find myself going, "Fuck, the next episode's going to be brilliant," and you forget it's real life. Like, it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I couldn't deal with it. Really, like the more I watched it, I was freak. Like, you watch whatever fucking horror movies, whatever. You know when you're like literally fucking scared of going in rooms in your house, and like you're walking around the corner of like the wall, like, oh fuck, is there anyone in here? And you're like, I'm a fucking, you know, 20 stone 32 year old man. No one's getting me in the back of the fucking car, like, but I'm still like, oh Jesus Christ.
In the back of a van.
People would come up our fucking driveway and see me through the window and be like, oh, we'll go next door. What have they got next door? Fuck that. But it gave me the fucking willies.
Aye.
Big style. That's fucking big willy style.
Big willy style.
But yeah, don't leave your kids. I mean, there's so many bits like they were saying about the other kids had been sort of like half fucking tranquilized.
Aye.
Because they slept for like 6 hours through the whole commotion in place and everything in the fucking house.
It's just fucked. Like,
weird.
And it's one of, like, it is the kind of thing where you think, that whole idea that there would, people are like, why would you leave your kids in the apartment when you're having dinner? Tons of people probably fucking did do that up until Madeleine McCann went missing.
Maureen made a good point. She goes, if you were on holiday with like four people and one person was just asleep, she goes, you probably wouldn't just leave. You would at least tell them and ask. You know, you wouldn't just be like, oh, they're sleeping here by themselves, let's go.
Yeah,
you wouldn't just leave one person in a flat without sort of letting them, giving them the opportunity to come with or checking on them or something like. And then, it's just that, guys. I started doing like an impression of the dad, which lightened the mood a wee bit. But like, I don't understand why he was like, you know, he was like, oh, I was just like eating dinner in your garden.
You're like, then you go, it's across the street, mate.
But it's not though.
No.
It's not though.
Yeah. It's fucked. There is something about him that makes me be like, I fucking don't know. Like,
yeah, he's a weird cunt.
He's so calm.
No, he's got a bit of psycho about him himself. Like, it would be, yeah, because you get that vibe where he's just like, you know, she's like, oh, we can't go for dinner because the kids are here. And he's just like, fucking.
Aye. Do you know what one's fucking?
Give them cow, Paul. Put them to sleep. It was akin to eating dinner in your garden.
No, it wasn't, mate. You're fucking a mile away.
Kill them. Ball of cow, Paul. Whoops, killed him. Oh, fuck me. He's dead.
If you have Madeleine, please give her back to us. I can't do it. Do you ever see the one with the fucking... Remember the couple that, like, there was a house fire and, like, fucking five kids died? And the dad at the press conference was crying his fucking eyes out. And one of the cops was like, he's not really fucking crying. And the bug, the van that they were... So it's kind of like half... I don't know if they arrested them or what the crack was, but the bug, the police van they were in, obviously they did arrest them. And you hear the bloke talking to the wife and he's like, did you tell them what I told you to tell you? And pretty much admits to fucking killing his own kids in a house fire. And you're like, what the fuck?
And that's the guy that could not have looked rougher.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah, totally.
He looked like an
asshole. He was on Jeremy Kyle at one point and shit like that. And fucking,
what was the story there? He deliberately fucking...
I think so, like he set fire to his own house or some shit like that and his kids died in it. I don't know if he was trying to kill the kids or just didn't realise how fucking quickly a house catches fire.
Some people are nuts, like fucking, like the Ian Huntley thing when we were trying to talk about that, or they brought it up on that show, and Maureen was like, what was the crack with that? And I was sort of reading up on it, and it was literally like, the woman was, his wife was like a fucking care, like a school assistant,
aye,
teaching assistant type thing, and was spending extra time with these girls or something, and it was like out of jealousy that he killed the two of them.
Fuck!
And you're like, mate, sort your fucking life out. And he's like, yeah, it's just hard to think that there's people out there walking amongst us that are capable of this sort of thing. And you're like, you fucking sweaty cunt. By the way, his complexion was like mine, which is pale and black eyes. So I basically have murderer face.
You look right, I think you look
right. Meanwhile, I have a section that I'm yet to write, and it's called How I'm Going to Murder People. There are certain places where I'm just like, if it's going to happen, it'll be in here. You know, airports and such.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could kill someone in an airport, no problem.
Well, we just get through all of the fucking misery that's happened this week.
There's been more misery?
There's been more misery. Did you hear about the thing in Cookstown?
That's fucking nuts.
How the fuck did that happen? If anyone's out of the country, is it a nightclub at a hotel, Greenville or something in Cookstown? And there were so many people trying to get into the fucking thing that there was like, two girls and a fella that were like underage for the night out that were trying to sneak in or something, and there was so much pushing to get in this fucking thing that they were crushed to death.
It's one of those fucking things where you're like, I read it in passing, it was like, initially I thought, is this one of those situations where it's fucking Paddy's Day and they've packed too many people into the fucking place?
Probably.
And that's like what's happened. But then it was the queue on the way in, so they weren't even fucking, I don't think the place had opened yet.
No.
Like,
no, I think it was like 9 and the thing opened at 10.
Someone told me it might have been a case where like there was fucking people at the back shoving the crowd.
I would say it probably was. It's
fucking mental.
If it's like a bus arrive, like see a bus trip to any nightclub is full of fucking animals. Like,
aye.
And it wouldn't surprise me if there was just a bunch of lads like, oh, come on, we'll fucking shove this forward, you know.
Just to
cause a bit of fucking hassle.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it freaked the fuck out of me. I was just like, how long would it have taken to be like crushed to death under that shit? Like,
fuck, I don't know. Fuck knows. Like, just feel sorry for anybody involved in it. Fucking, yeah. God love them.
Horrendous.
Do you know what I mean?
I see like senseless death like that. You're like, fucking. And it does come down to just like, you know, that sort of, it is a bit like greed or something. It's just like, ah, Paddy's Day, we'll fucking, We'll cram them in.
People fucking lose their minds. Like, there's a definite fucking portion of society that shouldn't be allowed to go drinking. You know, because they just completely fucking lose their... They don't know how to just fucking have a nice time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if the fucking if anything turns up where they're like these fucking bunch of cons started shoving people, or if it was just a freakish accident.
It was definitely a freak accident. I mean, it's not a fucking like, you know.
And there's no malice in it, but
not,
like,
it's not like.
I mean, is there someone to fucking blame for it, or was it just?
I don't know. It's one of them things. Like, there's certain situations like that where you're like, definitely nobody ever wanted or thought that people could be killed. So it's a bit hard to start, like, really pointing fingers.
I know what you mean.
It's a bit like that... Oh, I'm going to fucking sneeze. You know, that Grenfell Tower thing? You know, and it's like... You know, it's weird to think that, like, if they went back down the line of, like, who the fuck was in charge of installing, like, this fucking paneling or whatever, that you could go to jail forever just because you fucking... You were like, oh, you were doing a thing, and I don't know whether they were deliberately cutting corners or whatever.
I would say, I think they were. Like,
yeah.
Because it was one of the things I said about Grenfell was that there were these, which is a big thing in London, is like Asian fucking billionaires buy these properties and fancy apartments, and they're never in them.
Yeah.
And one of the things about Grenfell was to put that paneling on so there was a better view from the fucking, from the new apartments.
Yeah.
So it was a case of like, we need to make these look better for these rich cunts. Just slap this panel outside it.
Oh yeah, it's like that facade stuff. Just to fucking to cover the front of it. Let me see. Fucking hell. People chasing me up, bro. By the way, this is a weird thing to slip in, but I just read a message. Just guy was checking if his t-shirt had been sent. The orders weren't coming through for a while, and then I clicked the thing and they all came through at once.
Oh, really?
So some of them were a few days late. But also, what a terrible time to slip that in. Well done, Colin. Fucking hell. Rest in peace to anyone.
Aye, fucking got them.
And then this one here, fucking, like, do you hear that one? Someone was at a fucking hen party in Carlingford. Traveled to Carlingford, mother of three, 30 years old. Newcastle woman was reported missing on Sunday after she failed to return from their night out. I mean, they're out of character. I mean, what the... I don't know. Is it one of these things where it's like, was it an accident or what the fuck?
See what's fucking... Like, again, if that's fucking Paddy's then she's... I don't know. I remember, like, my sister telling me a story once where she was with her mates and they went to some beach somewhere and our chel had an inflatable crocodile and went out in the water with this fucking crocodile and nearly drowned.
Your sister?
Because she didn't fucking realise that there's currents and there's fucking, like...
Oh, yeah.
And was shit-faced.
It's the sea,
and,
like?
Yeah, was waving at her mates to, like, come and help her, and they were waving back thinking she was carrying on. Because when I heard that last night, I was like, fuck me, like...
Don't get in water.
You just never know what the fucking... I don't know.
Do not get in fucking water, like... Also, you're so... Like, the average person, me included, is so not used to swimming in it, and is so not used to the cold.
Aye.
And it's so,
and no your body just fucking shuts down.
Nobody's used to any of that shit. Like, you need to be fucking, like, see anybody that trains up as, like, one of those Coast Guard type folks, you just have to get up in the fucking morning and run down, bounce in the sea, like, aye, it's fuck all. You know, it takes fucking ages to get used to that shit. Yeah. Like, me and you fell in the water, we'd be like,
yeah, done. Like,
dead immediately.
Like, in Australia, and we went down to this fucking... Walked along like this bush track for about 40 minutes to find this wee like secret beach. And when we got there, one of the Australian comedians just turned to me and was like, whatever the fuck, you don't even think about getting in that.
No way.
But it was one, you can actually nearly see the fucking currents in it, like the rip curls in it and stuff like that.
And a lot of them, like, I'm pretty sure I've heard this as well, that bridge that everyone fucking jumps off in Derry. Because you think like, oh, you'd probably survive that. But if you go down beneath a certain depth... You don't come back up.
Oh, yeah.
Because the current's underneath it.
If you look at the foil, you can sometimes you can see it.
Just
you can just see away. Fucking these things. You're just like, that's... It'll just suck you down. Like,
fuck that. Anyway.
Fucking...
Condolences.
I know.
To those affected in the last while. Fuck me. We'll hit some questions here, Mike. Well, because there's loads of them and it'll guide us through the rest of this motherfucking thing. Huh? what's your thoughts on Belfast boxer Michael Collin ring walk. You have the rap. Yeah. I mean, he probably did it. He probably was just like, this will be funny.
I think there's a thing with like,
or he, I don't know.
He's what, early 20s, is he?
Probably.
Because I think there's definitely a thing with like, because I know I definitely lost Instagram followers for the way I was messing about on Paddy's weekend.
Yeah.
But I did send a wee disclaimer and being like, the next couple of days I'm going to be saying things I don't really mean. I do think a lot of people fucking our age or younger who don't really remember how fucking bad it was.
Maybe don't take it seriously.
Yeah, look at it like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, 100%.
So, I think that's maybe what it is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When people are just like, oh, it's like...
It's making fun of people who mean it.
Kind of, yeah. It just sounds funny too. It's more of a, you know, the same spirit that you'd be like, yeah!
Aye.
Is the same thing that's like, oh,
aye.
It's not. It's not. You don't actually mean that. It's taken on a different form. Exactly.
And I think the weird thing about here as well is that you're
unless you're Maureen and then you do actually mean it.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, she fucking loves her. But you're desensitized to things when you live here as well.
Yeah.
You know. Although we're not allowed to talk about that, are we? Because fucking Northern Irish comedians are always just talking about fucking shit like that.
I know. I had to laugh at that. Like there was a fucking. I'll bring it up just for the crack.
I'm just gonna crack my knuckles here, sorry.
Gross. So basically, someone who was a writer of some sort put up this meme, and it's the meme of like a couple walking down the street, and the guy's like, ooh, like checking out the girl's ass. And the guy, it says NI comedians, and then the girl that's with him, it says making original comedy, and then he's looking back at the other girl in the red dress, and then it says pretending to be a smick/culty/ from BT9. So the guy's basically going, oh, there's a lot of samey comedy out right here at the minute. Yet. And then I wrote, seen this online, somebody has complained about the unoriginality of NI comedians using the hackiest of stolen internet memes. That's what cracked me up. You know, like, it's not original enough, and then uses, like, the go-to fucking stupid meme that's kicking around at the minute. And everyone had a fucking go there.
Was there much backlash on it, or what was... I didn't...
Well, just a lot of people, like Shane's comment there was quite funny. So I hear you guys love your McDonald's, me opening my show in New York tonight, which is so fuck... That is actually the most fuck you.
Aye.
You guys are fucking making your own stupid shit right here. And he's like, yeah, I'm in New York doing two shows right now. You know...
He's only doing two as well, that's cute.
Three. They're his own shows.
I don't remember my own shows.
Aye, but sure. Don't never believe anything.
That's how much his fucking tickets were, and ask me if mine were.
Mine were twice the price.
Oh. That's why nobody came.
A couple of people are just like, whatever. Philly Taggart of Radio 1 fame and OMA fame. The meme is right, though. There's an awful amount of it about, and once you've seen it once, once you've seen it once, what? I'd like to see someone give it a go without relying on the Northern Iron tropes. I mean, this is the fucking problem, right? My back's fucked. Northern Ireland is a disaster and nobody knows what they fucking want, because they could be like, I'm sick of this Northern Irish humour, right? And then you go to a gig and you could be dying in your hole and then just go blah 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 in Lurgan, and the place would fall apart laughing. Aye. And you're like, they do actually like Northern Irish comedy. Yeah. But then they get a bit up their own arse, like, oh, there's too much of this Northern Irish comedy. But then obviously it's fucking Northern Irish because you're here. Plus, and also... No one ever is like watching fucking Lemmy going, oh, this is too Scottish. Aye. I wish he would tone down the Scottish.
Chris Rock's a bit black, isn't he?
I know. Chris Rock's a bit American.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like. It is what it is.
Yeah, and then Derry Girls is the fucking biggest show.
I've heard people go, it's genius.
Yeah.
It's a waste of fucking...
The fucking thing is, right, is like, you know, when I started stand-up, everyone was like, you don't do any of that political trouble stuff, do you? And you're like, no, I don't. But then... At this current point, we've got fucking two parties that won't work together. We haven't had a government in 2 years. We've got less human rights than anywhere else in the UK and Ireland. You're going to talk about it.
But that's things that has real fucking meat in it.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to go like, oh yeah, you can't fucking do anything over here. You can't get an abortion. You can't fucking get married if you're gay. But there's humor in that.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you can actually derive actual satire from that, because it's like a real fucking human rights issue.
Yeah.
That's a lot different than being like, you know, just, I don't know, like just fucking doing the usual fucking
Catholics won't like us, Protestants won't like that, that sort of shit, yeah. But then at the same time, for fucking, you've got a bunch of people doing stand-up who either come from fucking, I went to Catholic school or I went to Protestant school, because there are very few integrated fucking schools here. for people who are growing up.
Yeah.
So, as a comedian, you're going to talk about your own fucking... Like, you'll talk about your upbringing, whatever the fuck happened to you as a kid, to get to the point you're at now, and that's going to be based on shit that happened here.
The truth is, funny's funny.
There's also, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It really is. Like, if you go see Tim McGarry, I think people maybe get the wrong idea with Tim McGarry.
But he's
lethal.
He's fucking class, yeah.
He's a fucking brilliant stand-up comedian. Yeah, he's a
cracking writer, like.
And he's... Like, I've made this point a million times. It's just because he's from here. It's like the George Best syndrome. It's because he's from here that people, like, don't give him the respect.
Aye.
If he was, like, a political comedian, if he was, like, there's a million American people like that who are your Jon Stewarts and your fucking, all those cunts, who do the same, Bill Maher, they do the same thing in America, and everyone thinks, oh, yeah, they're class. They're, like, a fucking, you know, satirist, whatever. He's doing the same, but it's here.
Exactly.
And it doesn't really, and if you were to see him, he's great.
Yeah. But it's almost as if nobody gives a fuck about Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
So we should be talking about it, I think.
People need to fucking do more stuff that's not about here.
Do you go to much comedy?
No.
Don't like it.
Don't like comedy.
Don't like laughing. I think Mrs. Brown's boys, but...
I know. Here, have you ever heard of fucking Lee Evans? Aye. Brilliant.
He's good, mate.
Dick. That only ever backfired on me once in Dublin. With a guy was like, he was like the doorman at the hotel. He's like, you heading out or whatever? And I was like, yeah, I actually have a show in Dublin tonight. I'm doing a stand-up show. And he's like, oh, you fucking stand-up, great. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I tell you what I fucking love. And I was like, here we fucking go. And he goes, no, what did he say? I tell you who does my fucking head in or something. And I was waiting for him to say, like, I don't know what I was waiting for. And then he goes, fucking Michael McIntyre or something. And I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he started talking about all American comedians that me and you would listen to. Aye. And I was like, fucking fair play to you. I thought I was going to be stuck here with some lunatic. Just fucking Lee Evans, fucking wanker. Maybe Colchie should stop being so fucking entertaining then.
Word. Word. Doop, 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 doop. Sorry.
And then someone tags their man and goes, and yet he invoked Alanis' Morissette, ironic, the hackiest of all original comedy bits. Yeah, that is comedy, bro. You know what I mean? Jokeception.
Aye.
Suck my asshole. Someone goes, haha, the irony of this caption is hurting my head. And then someone goes, what is a stolen internet meme, by the way? All right. Leave the group.
All right, calm down. Captain Pedantic. Is that what that means?
I don't know. But it's so funny, like... Meanwhile, the arenas are filling up just like my wallet and people's mouths with my balls. Crazy.
Is it? Nuts.
Hey, fucking can't teach him fucking one or two things about comedy. Hello, you're here to BT. Hey, can I help you today? You may hurry up. I'll get my 15 minute break in a minute.
It's Mickey Bartlett here. My phone still work when I'm in Australia.
Can't play soda shows. Unbelievable. Uh-huh. Get the snorkel. Get the strap. Hello. Get the snorkel. Get in my butt crease. Unbelievable. I think, do you know what? I feel like if you have an opinion on anything, idiot. I've said this before. If you can sit there and something annoys you enough, you're like, I don't fucking agree with you.
Aye.
To yourself.
That's why I don't read. Because I'm dead smart.
Me neither.
More Keskins.
If you could smell only one smell for the rest of your life, would you rather smell a butcher's or a chippy? Two of the best. Butchers don't smell good.
I mean, sometimes like an old school, like a fucking one of them butchers has got like sawdust and stuff. Do them kind of no?
I don't know what the fuck.
But I chip. Like? I mean, chippy. Like obviously,
probably chippy. But I tell you what is the most fucked up thing is that place that you drive past on the motorway. It smells like McDonald's. It smells like McDonald's, and it's a goddamn like animal feed place.
Have you ever drove past the burn house in Lisburn?
Horrific.
But sometimes you'll drive past and go, I'm fucking starving.
Burgers. Depends how fresh the meat is that they're burning. I might watch that. Brody Stevens Memorial at the... Oh, that's cool. Might watch that later. 4.5 hours of it. Is Paddy's Day generally overrated and just an excuse for a piss-up? Yes.
Yeah.
Or is it we folk generally use any bank holiday as a piss-up? Is it overrated? No, it can be class. Like, yeah. It can be class.
I think, like, if it falls on a weekend, it's good, Craig. if it falls midweek, it's a bit like, oh,
I disagree.
Oh, really?
I think it's if it falls on like a Thursday,
aye,
that's when you want it. Because then it feels sneaky.
Yeah, it's that kind of,
yeah, you know what, yeah, I mean? Saturday night, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Saturday is the worst day for it. I think that's why we had a good time on Sunday night, because there were still enough people.
Well, it wasn't a bank holiday in London. It was Sunday, wasn't it?
It wasn't Sunday, but it was, I remember it was Saturday last year. And it was fucking horrendous, but because it wasn't a bank holiday in London on Monday, there was, everybody went home apart from...
I think if you're legitimately, like, an Irish person who's a bit patriotic, it's the best crack of all time.
Aye. I think, in fact, if you're an Irish person who isn't patriotic, it's even better crack because you're taking the piss out of it.
Okay. I don't know, I just...
Because we were saying some of the weirdest shit, and the, like, we were fucking singing fucking Liz Dunfermline, nobody knows the words. Like, blocked.
Yeah.
Because we didn't mean it, you know what I mean?
I hate all that shit. Whether it's Paddy's Day or not, you know, sing-alongs and all. Aye. Suck my dick. No chance.
Oh, only, like, I love a sing-along with the upbeat ones. It's when you get that fucking... But it's when someone's like fucking... Michael, they have taken... You're like, fuck up. Do the raw one again.
Yeah. No way, I'm words.
My name is Joe McDonnell. I'm way home. I go for a smoke until this is over.
Are you open to designers... / artist sending you some shite for potential merch designs of the future? Would love to get some of my stuff out there this year. T Dilla. Yeah, send whatever the fuck you want, bro.
Not get any fucking money for it. But
make a wee poster. Make a cartoon image of me and Mickey.
Yeah.
So we can put on posters.
If you could do some sort of t-shirt with my face on it, I'd like to have one of them. Do my ass.
A t-shirt with your face. You can get one of them done anywhere.
I don't. I mean like a cool silhouette thing, as opposed to, you wouldn't want a silhouette in my face. Somebody took a photo of me at a gig on Friday night.
Oh, you look like Punch from Punch and Judy.
Jesus Christ. I was like, is that my fucking head from the side?
Fuck the queen.
That's the one good thing about selfies. You can be all fucking... And then, yeah.
I think the disappointing thing as well is, like, if you look at yourself in the front facing camera all the time, that's a mirror image of your face.
Aye.
So sometimes you're like, oh, I look okay. And then you see a photo of yourself and you go, something's happening.
Aye.
Something's happened. And you're like, no, that's how you actually look.
It was mad. I couldn't believe it. There was two of them and I was like, fuck. Especially because the background was so black and it's just my face.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to, like, take away from you need to drink more water, eat some fruit and...
Don't smoke, facts. I get, there's something kept popping up and then I followed it on Facebook and it was like 1 year no beer or 1 year off the beer or something.
Aye.
And everybody looks 15 years younger.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck, you know, like one guy's like, his mate will take a photo of him just like sitting in a pub like fucking nine chins. Aye. And then the next one he's standing with a bike like, yeah, hey, what's up? Got so bored.
It's an odd thing. See, even if you see a photo like of yourself steaming, your eyes are like fucking that.
Yeah.
And it's like 4 hours difference and you're like, I look like a completely different person.
Yeah, it's crazy. You do get that Bill Burr, like he was talking about
the big head.
Big fat head. Yeah. When did you stop playing rugby and what? Oh no, sorry. Is that the same question? When did you stop playing rugby and why? I stopped playing in university because I smashed my knee to bits.
And I stopped playing 5 minutes before I started playing because I saw Colin walk towards the pitch.
That's funny if that's true.
That is true. I've told you that before. You and Chris Whiteman came walking up and I was like, I'm not doing it.
Just heading straight on past like you didn't see it. Okay.
Don't look at them. Don't look at them.
Nothing to see here. Just fucking right, D. Did you watch the Skills Cup? No, didn't. Because I'm not a paedophile. Not a pedophile, sir.
No, thank you.
Also, what about the BBC just fucking taking another video from like years gone by?
And we must assign something that means they can do that.
Well, there's nothing really wrong with it, but the fact that like they would underpay you to make them originally, and then they would fucking just rehash it and put it out. They'd never ask me to do anything ever again. And then fucking McCann, that guy that was fucking thought he was McCann's fucking agent, going into BBC and having meetings. Was like,
who the fuck was it? What was this?
I'll tell you the whole thing after. But yeah, some dude basically said, Aaron, oh, would you mind if I went in and pitched the show Culture in America?
Tell me briefly about that.
Yeah, the guy, whoever he was talking to, probably Justin, what's his name, was like, oh yeah, none of them boys are ready for TV. Don't be stupid.
Wait, is that what somebody in the BBC said?
Apparently.
Kiss my bangle.
Them boys aren't ready for TV.
That's insane.
What are you talking about?
Oh my god, it's insane. Like,
loser, you're not fucking qualified to be in TV. You stupid cunt.
If that's, and we've all been on TV. That's what, like, loads.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been on TV loads. Like, we've written for TV. I
fucking, like, oh written my for god.
Your fucking bullshit clipped wings TV as well.
It's, I honestly, I don't know. You do just get the point. I've said this loads in this podcast where you're just like, thank fuck they're not watching it. Because, see, in London.
Thank fuck what?
Like, the BBC.
I'm watching.
Aren't really watching fucking. Like, I'm doing a Scottish TV show on Sunday or Monday next week. But when you're in London and you see people that are trying to write TV or, like, stand up to get on TV, like Comedy Central shows,
it's weak.
Or
it's weak Live shit. Apollo,
you're like, that is fucking. If you'd have seen the fucking difference between, like, English comedians, no offense, lads, but English comedians that are fucking trying to get on stuff, and then me and McCann going up on stage.
Oh yeah,
it was a murdering session.
You're like untethered over here.
Oh my god, yeah.
No one to answer to. And it, like, say you're doing the waterfront and in fucking SSE or whatever, and a bunch of other gigs. Guest lists and stuff like that are supposed to be reserved for, like, here's a load of producers.
Aye.
Here's a load of fucking whatever people that would look good to be there.
No chance.
Buy one.
Even Edinburgh, like they'll have fucking. Buy one. There's some places where they'll keep 10 of your tickets in case any industry turn up until, like, maybe the hour before the fucking show goes on. And you're standing there going, sell the tickets because it's cost me fucking 10 grand to be here. Like,
mm-hmm. That could be fucking £200 or something. Like,
yeah.
A like night be fucking, that you're just giving away on my behalf.
Like, we did a gig on Friday night. There was somebody from, like, a big agency was apparently there on a night off.
Yeah, just out for the night.
Like. Yeah, and was like, oh, I really enjoyed. Like, and you're like, no, you didn't. There is nothing you could do with anything we just said.
Yeah, because it's actually hilarious, dirty comedy. Yeah.
Should look at fucking Tommy Tiernan.
You don't get to tell me that it's officially funny.
Aye.
Because you're an agent.
I've had it happen to me.
Everyone was pissing themselves. I know it was funny.
I remember one time there was a guy from BBC came to Lavery's when I did. I was going to do my first Edinburgh. And he was like, is that your Edinburgh show? Like, mm-hmm. Kind of smarmy about it. And people were still laughing. Like, I'd come off stage, and whoever was emceeing was, like, trying to close the show, and people were still fucking clapping and cheering. I was like, because 200 people just shit themselves laughing at it, so yes. But fucking Tommy Tiernan, somebody phoned the police on him last week.
Yeah.
He'd been a comedian for 20-something years, one of the best in the world, does Dairy Girls, and now concert turning up expecting watered-down fucking comedy about the 90s.
And it probably hasn't changed at all.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Well, most people are idiots. Like, that's the fucking fact. Like,
yeah.
Most people are so thick. Also, don't get annoyed at comedians. It's lazy.
Aye.
It's literally lazy to get angry at comedians.
It's constantly the fucking problem. People that work in TV.
I'm sure Tommy Tiernan was very perturbed about that, wasn't
he? Oh, yeah, definitely. He's probably raging.
I quit. Mr. Colin, do you ever feel overshadowed by your own comic creations, such as the Blender? Do you feel you're more well known for that side of your career rather than the stand up? You're gonna smash the SSE. Hope it goes well. Well, now I've got a fucking. Now I have a complex about it. Not anymore. No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
Not for a good few years probably. There was a period where even if it was just billed as a regular stand-up gig, which it always is, I've never done, like, live character stuff, right. But, like, people would turn up and still be like, do the Blender! And that hasn't happened probably in 5-6 years.
Aye.
At all. So,
there was definitely a year when you first started where it was constant, like, they would have Barry the Blender on the poster for gigs and shit. Like.
Of course, like, but, I think I do a lot of things now, so, like, I have people who just maybe watch the Blender videos, or have people who just listen to the podcast.
Aye.
Or people who you're like, oh, I do more vlogs. I pretty much just watch the vlogs or something like that. So there's enough fucking, like, outlets now that I don't really care. That's why I went back to just pretty much doing the Blender videos, because I actually do like doing those daily blends. But I'm happy enough to do them now because it's not just like the only thing I do.
Aye.
Do you know? So no, I don't really give a fuck. But also, I mean, it just gets to the point where you're like, you have to fucking, you know, I think I've done enough stand-up now where I'm like, you know, if people are going to, like, a gig, they'll just go, they're happy enough just to go see the stand-up. They know what they're in for, type of thing.
Aye.
And if someone likes another thing, then fair enough. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
As long as it's your band tickets, I don't give a fuck.
Fucking right, yeah.
That's all you really want when you're a comedian.
You just get that point, you're like, I'm not on the brew, and I don't have to go to another job. Smashing it. Like,
and it's not even like a fucking... You don't even want the fuck. You would love to just go into the full room of people, do the gig, and leave.
Aye.
And just not, you know, just walk around the rest of the time like, ah, fuck, it's grand.
Aye.
You know, but... Nah, I don't really feel overshadowed. Also, it's still me. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Aye.
Still me.
That's you. It's just, yeah.
60% of people in a survey said they'd walk out of the room if they knew that the film they were watching with their mom and dad had a sex scene in it, which means 40% would, knowing there's some bucking coming up, settle in with the folks to watch. Which are you? Well, my ma's dead and my dad's not in the picture very much, so I'll sit at home and wank.
I fucking knew you were
going to say that. Sorry for the trouble.
You have to have a bit of fucking humor about it. Like, if you're just like sitting there watching the bucking.
Oh, I definitely.
Do you know what I mean? You have to be like, oh, that's saucy.
Yeah, I'll throw in like a, yeah.
Yeah.
And whack my dad off.
I don't know. No, I don't think it should bother. I mean, it depends what you're watching. Like,
so it depends on how old you are too. We're in our fucking 30s.
I'm not sitting around watching fucking movies.
If it was 14 or 15, I would have fucking shit my pants and run out crying.
It depends. Like, it literally depends what you're watching. You know, there's nothing that rough that you'd be watching in a regular movie.
Aye.
Where someone's just like, you're not watching porn. You're not watching porn where you're fucking... You're like, yeah. Yeah. There's no one like fucking pulling out of their ass and sticking in their mouth. Aye. It'll be like, that's about it. Like,
yeah.
Unless it's like Game of Thrones when your girl's fucking basically being raped by a dragon or what is your dude? What's his name? Fucking Khal Drogo.
Why he's just like, that? Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, stop.
Which episode of Game of Thrones is it there's one scene where the brothers bucking the brother and sister, what do you call those two? The guy with the fucking hand. And
oh yeah, Jamie.
Yeah. Is it him or is it somebody is bucking somebody over a windowsill? And it's a proper fucking...
I can't remember.
So, somebody told me the books, all the sex in the books are kind of like, it's actually quite nice and soft and gentle.
Yeah.
But because it's HBO...
Well, that's it.
Like, as soon as you see... you know there's going to be deaths in it. Like, there's always...
or that. But yeah, they never get it right in fucking... what did I send myself here? They never get it right. Like in movie, it's always like, oh yeah, we're making love. And it's always like, you know, someone will be like, they're kissing, and then it's just like, oh, that's it in. And you're like, what?
Yeah, what's no one ever misses.
No, no one's getting a cramp. No one's like fucking cinching off the bottom of their dick.
And no one goes, I'm drooling here.
No one's fucking spitting all over the place. And, yeah.
Did you get your finger out of that? Not a bag of chips.
I'm not a coin purse.
You trying to find something on the back of a sofa? Caress, don't bother.
That's the name of your chippy.
You have one of them caressed cards, you know?
Why can't I hear that? Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. What's going on here? Why can't I hear anything? I'm just going to have to pull this out.
She said.
That's Shout out to Sean Campbell, our man in Vietnam, for sending me this video. We're going old school with the sound here. This is a fucking... How would you describe this? He's like an African preacher.
Yeah, it's one of those like evangelical, born again, fucking whatever they
are. Yeah, we were possessed by a demon, and this woman's like... He's like, there's a demon in you, and she's... I don't know, I'll let you hear it.
Look, oral sex! Oral sex demon! You see oral sex? Look, oral sex, look. You are...
So basically he's like, oral sex demon! And she's just going...
sex, use oral sex, let the sperm of that man out! Out! Out, you demon! Out! Let go!
Imagine going to church and they, you know, you pretend you're possessed and then you're like, oh fuck, I hope nothing bad comes out when I do this thing. And then it's like, oh, you got oral sex demon! She's like, spitting out cum.
Deliver me to Sundays back then. man came with his penis and put it in my mouth. And then he came again and he slept with me last week, and I told the pastor that I need deliverance again, and since then my private part has been itching. Yes.
She's like, my private parts have been itching, and then he slaps her in the head.
Dirty bastard.
Never take your eyes off an opponent.
It's take that with you. I love the way, I love how like it sounded like they had a full relationship.
Yeah.
It came in my mouth, and then the next sentence,
my husband is very upset about the entire situation. Like, yeah. She's clearly bucked some dude, and now she's like,
yeah, like pretend it was a demon. Aye. And then he came back the next day, and we went for dinner, dude. It was horrible. And then we were having sex in a car.
I swiped left and right on, yeah, fuck demon.
My fucking private part is itchy. Which part? My pussy.
The demon have thousands and thousands of mini tiny demons that run around.
I love the slap on the head he gives her.
Who are you? Who are you? Speak. Who are you? Who are you? Look at that demon. 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 Who are you? Who are you?
It's like if Migos were a preacher.
Look at that demon. Ooh. Spit out the sperm. Come in your mouth. Squirt, squirt.
Egypt, private
part. Very enjoyable.
Woo!
Look at that demon. Look at that demon.
Meow.
My nose.
What a great video. Also, I wanted to play the audio from this. I'm sorry about the shit audio this week, but we played the Aberdeen video last week of your guy like, take off your clothes. Shush your big soupy arse. The most unsexy of all time. And then Paul McVeigh of legendary MMA fame and owner of Grip House.
Uh-huh.
Glasgow. Sent me this. That boy from Aberdeen doing a sexy chat has a future hit single. So let's see how this goes with the terrible audio from my own mic. Of course, taking forever. Well,
time to reload it just now.
Time to reload. Okay, play. Okay, please play. Please, mate. Please, you won't play. I know it's just going to come out of nowhere like, soapy arse, soapy arse, lick my arse, let's go. Take off your clothes. Obviously. Right, we'll just let that take over. Yeah. That's obviously not going to happen immediately. So let's... Some
delve into more questions.
There was a lady who messaged me there the other day. And she goes, I don't know if it's just me, but when I plug this into my car, the levels are shocking. Sorry. Sorry about that. Just started my local radio show. Any advice? Oh no, sorry, that's an old one. Thoughts on Madeleine McCann's situation? It's a shame her brother Aaron McCann didn't go missing because his head can be located from space. Don't you dare!
Don't
fucking slobber about our Aaron. That's my bullying.
Yeah.
Take a fucking.
I don't insinuate that Aaron McCann is maybe Madeleine's brother and that he might know something about it. Maybe that's what they hit her up his nose.
Yeah, you can fucking. God forbid you kidnap him and make him laugh, because you would hear that from
him. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, he's just over there.
Oh,
he's went missing. Where is he?
I love making McCann laugh. It makes you feel really good about yourself.
I know, you feel like a really good comedian.
Yeah.
What's the best place for hats? You've always a decent hat about you.
Thank you. I go to H&M and purchase just another one of those Peaky Blinders. Oh.
Piggy Blinders.
Your own hat.
I mean, when we did the charity. Also, shout out to everyone who came out of the charity gig there.
That was a fucking good gig, wasn't it?
At the Black Box. It made me sad because I was like, why don't we all hang about together more often?
I know.
It was very funny.
It was very funny.
I'd have been happy to go down there and just hang out without doing any fucking stand up. Saying a diet of a dick. But like, it was fucking. It was really funny backstage, wasn't it?
It fucking really was. Like, because we've probably averaged out one. They've been getting progressively bigger, but one charity gig a year. Because this time last year, we did the one for the
CRS.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might be another one of them coming up shortly.
Oh,
Community Rescue Service. You know. Fuck. But, yeah, it was good. There's like a weird feeling when you do a charity gig, because it's like, you sort of feel like, oh, there's no real pressure to do... You know, like, everyone goes in with a bit of a nicer attitude, so you're just like, oh, well, fuck, there's no pressure to do anything here.
Yeah, definitely.
You can just fuck about.
And then it's nice as well to be even in a situation where it's all of us, because everybody does their own shit, sometimes you're like, you do a gig and you have to leave or whatever.
Yeah.
It was nice to have one fucking room we could all sit in and just talk shit and make fun of each other.
I would love a green room in Laverys. Like, it would be the best shit ever. But it was fucking, it was so funny just to fucking, there's nothing better than being able to just slag everybody and no one cares really. You know what I mean? Just getting fucking laid into everyone. Dave Elliott was hilarious when he had a few fucking red wines in him.
He was very funny.
It's good to be back because I know it's for a good cause, but obviously being a comedian, you're like, oh, you know, the temptation is always to do some dodgy joke there, but he was trying to get it out of his system by his I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. Give me a C. Give me an A. But it was fucking, yeah, it was good crack. We should, I think we should nearly fucking have like, you gotta do some real fucking naff white people shit where it's like, no, if you know, like every fucking first Sunday of the month we do like fucking boys night or something. You know what I mean? It needs to be something as stupid as that. Like
organized fucking fun.
Yeah, to go do it because it would just be fucking hilarious. Even if it was like, it does, you know, you think it has to be like a night on the piss, but it doesn't really. It could literally just be sitting in a coffee shop and it would be fucking
get a wee lunch.
Get a wee brunch. Throw a couple of bits around, see what happens.
Exactly, because that, yeah, there is something nice. Because I didn't really have a fucking planned out set, so it's nice to walk in and go, is that funny? And everyone's like, yeah, it'll work. Mm-hmm. You know.
You do that every fucking gig.
I know, I'm really good.
And you're just like fucking vacant stare. And you're like, oh, right, Mike, so you don't get a call. And you're like, is this funny? Like, sorry, I wasn't listening to anything you just said there. Is this funny? I'm just going to start going, no.
Don't, that'll fucking.
Is this funny? Nah, probably not. Where do I get my hats? All over the place, and I'm not prejudiced at all. I'll buy a hat for fucking £4
off a man on the street.
I'll buy a hat for a lot more quids than that. You know, but wherever, I'll buy them wherever. I bought a nice, I was at Kildare Village there when I was down shitting in Clonmel. And they have a Vans outlet, you know, like a Vans shop. So I bought a Vans hat in there, and I bought a polo a Ralph Lauren shirt.
A Ralph Lauren shirt.
I look sexy in it.
Doesn't, yeah.
And it was cheap as fuck. Oh, I have to show you a pair of boots I bought. It's one of them places where it's like, you think you're going buck mad, and it is actually way cheaper than, it's like a proper outlet, where you're like, the marked price, you're like, I'll pay fucking £70 for these. And then I bought a t-shirt and a pair of like boot trainers, high tops, and it was like £50 for both.
Fucking nice.
And I was like, sweet.
I love that.
I'll show you them. You'd like them. You'd like them a lot. Well, you're getting fidgety there. You want to go
again? I'm starting. It's an hour. I've done
my leg. My leg just went. On average, across all platforms, how many listens do you get per podcast? Always wondered, or is it even possible to find that out? Well, tell you what, bro. None of your fucking business. Suck my ass. I don't know. Thousands and thousands. Right. That, like, across all platforms, probably about. In relatively speaking, it's not a lot, you know, compared to the blind boys of the world. Like, and it's hard to know what the fuck makes a podcast catch on. Because this is literally called General Banter and has no real niche. Like, if you started doing...
like a fucking true crime podcast or something. Yeah.
Or a fucking conspiracy one. Or like, you know, if you could... literally, if you did a fucking mental health one night, it would go through the roof probably. But because mine is just me and you the odd time just talking shit, it's hard to find a channel for it.
Aye.
But it does all right. Like,
well, you're doing an arena, so it's clearly... not bad.
I know. I would just love it to spread out. I mean, you see the beginnings of it where it's like, you know, the merch starts going to weird places.
Aye.
You know, and it's like not always, you know, fucking...
an
like,
expat.
Like Irish names on
aye.
It. You know, you're sending it to fucking Paddy McGuigan in Dubai.
Aye.
It's not like that anymore. Like, you'd be sending stuff to Canada that has like a fucking French name on it, or you know what I mean? Like,
Blue,
No, his name was Peter. I don't know how many. I actually really don't know, but it's probably about all together, like across everything. Maybe about 50,000. I don't know. It's hard to know. Yo, love your podcast and just want to let you know, ever since I listened to the one featuring Dice Clay, my head has been tormented. I'm a 42-year-old mum of two who intermittently throughout the day is singing face down, ass up. This is how you like the fuck. So cheers for that. Go on ahead, something McKee, you dirty bastard. Maybe pass your number on the mic. If the guest is Aaron... Well, it's not, it's Mick. But I'll give this question to you. Have you ever considered doing your own podcast?
Yeah, loads. And then I just don't like doing it.
Why?
Because I think it's one of them things where...
Would you ever look at it just as work? Just like...
I will have.
This is going to help me. I might as well do it.
Yeah, but the way that, like... I sometimes don't really feel like I have time to do it.
You do.
No, but on the, on a specific day. And you know, like, also, the way we were talking about it... Where were we? Was it Tom Roach you were telling me about? Or Tom Papa? About the Netflix thing. For me to start a podcast now, when there's... people that are doing fucking seriously fucking brilliant stuff. It's just too much of a pain in the hole for me to be doing my own. Because it wouldn't be as good as people that have...
Who are you talking about though? Who's got a podcast?
Like the, yours, Shane's, like for every one of
full
those
stop.
Ones.
Full yeah, stop.
But there's a million fucking like other that get... See, whenever you do a podcast that gets fuck all hits, you're like, what was the fucking point? So but I'd rather just not put myself through the stress.
What are you expecting? You're expecting like you're going to put one up and it's got 50,000 hits.
No,
first.
But I mean, I'm just... Yeah,
it's not going to have like that. It takes a minute for people to catch on.
I've done, what, 5 or 6 of them and they're not very good. And I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'd rather...
But
if I'm going to do something, do it really well as opposed to...
Yeah, but it's like quitting anything after 5 attempts. Mm. You know, it's like going to fucking 5 jiu-jitsu classes and going, I just wasn't getting good at it. I wasn't good enough yet, so I quit. You didn't do it long enough. Like,
aye, probably. But again, it's just fucking... Like, even finding the space to record a podcast for me is just a fucking nightmare because I can't be... if I'm trying to do anything, I can't be distracted. So the only time I can really do one is if I'm away gigging and I'm in a hotel, which is why I tried to do it hungover a couple of times because it was... away a good bit. So I might do one this weekend because I'm going to be in Manchester. I don't know. But...
Well, just... why don't you just call like on the road or something? Roadcast?
Just do it
when you're on the road. And like they don't even have but to I think, be... I think people always think like, oh, this has to be, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever. It could just be fucking... You could do like 15 minutes.
Oh yeah. But it's just...
A day.
I think it's one of those things too where like... With podcasting, you have to fucking really want to do it. It's the same as like, do you ever see somebody who does stand up, but they don't really, their heart's not in it? They're never going to get any better at it. And I'm not.
Like they just have the same set for fucking ever.
Or they're just doing it because they think they have to or whatever. Like, I'd rather do, like, if it was, I would rather do a podcast that I really fucking wanted to do as opposed to just doing one.
Yeah, maybe you just haven't found the right. Because people people want to see more. People want to see more shit. From you,
like, people message me all the time, like, "Will you do another one?" And I've just started replying with, "Like, listen, I've tried and I didn't like it." So,
you'd be better, like, you know, something that was like recorded and stored. You know, like, do it be good for you, like Instagram TV? So if you just, if you were just walking and fucking bullshitting, and it was kind of like a podcast, but it didn't take any processing. Like, you didn't have to take it out of this and put it in the computer and edit it. You could just walk along, and you're almost like. Like, say you would sort of, like, spitball about, like, a fucking idea or something. Just do that for fucking 5 minutes and turn it off and it'll be saved. And then after, you know, 3 or 4 months, people can just sit and watch you talking shite about different stuff over and over again.
Yeah, it could be an idea, actually.
That is a fucking idea. Yeah. I'm the ideas man.
I know.
What do you want? You'd be paying me for this shit.
I didn't Instagram fucking class. Because I do enjoy a wee Instagram story, but they're usually me full.
People would love that shit. You know, some of the funniest shit ever is when you fucking, like, FaceTime me from a casino in Australia and I'm like, what's Australia like? Like, I don't know, I haven't fucking left a fucking casino. And you're like, what, you're in a fucking casino? Oh, they sell drinks all night.
I have to keep moving because they're realising I'm not gambling. Horrible advice.
It ruins lives. See you later.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
You fucking sit
I
there.
I need a pee. I'm fucking...
Coming on here. Talking about your fucking tour gigs. You fucking sit here and ask these questions. You'll get a buck. Great question.
Good question.
What's the maddest thing you've saw at a gig? Don't know. It's not really that mad, but I was doing a gig, I think, in Draperstown that time.
Aye.
Bring your own booze. And the table at the front had like 3 bottles of fucking... What do you call it? Buckfast. Opened and drank. And then they were just going with each other. Like, if they were nearly like fingering each other.
Aye. I
wasn't that mad, but you're just like, absolutely go home.
I had 2 fucking tour shows 2 years in a row in the same venue where a fight broke out in the middle of it.
That's amazing.
A couple of years ago, whenever I bet I used to have about No Blacks, No Dogs, No Irish.
Yeah.
And then some woman apparently kept going, that's right, that's right, uh-huh, that's right. And some bloke went, is it fucking right? And she threw a glass of wine at him, and then somebody had to phone the cops.
I don't understand what this is. Someone's like, talking point.
Is that, that's poops, is it?
What's that, Chewbacca? And then what's that, just a bunch of horrendous shit? I mean, like, go to the doctor, bro.
Oh my god.
That looks like just someone that
emptied. Is it going on the toilet instead of in the toilet?
No, it's in it, like, but it looks like someone's just emptied. They've made like a chicken madras and just fucked it all down the toilet.
That's definitely a tinned curry someone shit out there.
Talking point for the podcast. Oh, fuck. Sam Smith. I'm not a male or a female. I think I flow somewhere in between. Yeah. Gay, it's called. You know what I mean? You look like a dude.
Yeah.
But you fancy dudes.
Have you ever seen that mad thing where
you kind of are floating in the middle?
If you slow Sam Smith down, it sounds exactly like Adele and vice versa.
Oh, they're singing, not his name.
What a dickhead. If you say gullible slow enough, it sounds like a fucking... That's just
Sam Smith, he bores me to tears. Like, every song.
I heard a fucking joke in the airport the other day, right? And I've been... It's a fucking stupid pub joke, and I haven't stopped laughing about it. This woman comes home from work one day, right? And her husband's a farmer's wife. She comes home from work. She finds her husband wearing a fucking cheerleader's outfit covered in lube, and he's about to put his dick in the exhaust of a John Deere, right? And she goes, "The fuck are you doing?" And he goes, "Well, I was at the doctor this morning, and I told him that we were having troubles in the bedroom. I said, I'm having troubles with the wife in the bedroom, and he says to me to go home and do something sexy to attract her." Oh fuck, I got a sore head laughing at that.
That's good.
Fucking pub jokes, by the best.
That's good. Hi Colin, when did you first start to form an interest in comedy? Who were your favourite comedians back then, and do you still like them now? Jonathan Culley,
Lee Evans, Michael McIntyre, Peter Kay.
When did you first start to form an interest in comedy?
Me?
Yeah.
Since I was born. Like, I remember coming out of the womb with the cord was all just on. No, I think I remember being about fucking 8 or 9 seeing Billy Connolly and going, what the fuck's that? And then when we got our sex education thing in school, so about 13, 14, I remember watching the video and going, that's going to my set. So I was thinking about it that early, for stand up.
I just never thought that you could actually fucking do it. I was from here. Like, it took me a while to be like, I remember walking in the Empire downstairs to watch football when it was like, still in school, I think, but it was in Belfast, sneaking in for pints or something. And I was like, fuck. And I just knew that they did comedy in there. It was in the downstairs bit, and I was like, fuck, they do comedy in here. And I was literally like, a panic attack, thinking about what it would be like to be doing comedy.
Aye.
I was like, fuck, that's crazy. But then it does take a while to be like, oh yeah, you can actually just do stand-up get into it.
Because I went to, I didn't know... It was my first day at uni, because I went to uni. I was like, I want to be a stand-up, don't know how to do it. I thought, I'll go and do fucking drama so I can just do different things on stage.
Yeah.
And then on the first day of...
Masturbating!
But the first day on stage, or first day at fucking uni, one of the lecturers was like, just said stand-up was a job, and I was like, oh, fucking class. And then didn't do a gig for 3 years because I loved drinking.
Class. Do you know what? I actually seen Bill Hicks do a set, and it was when he sits down to watch it in Human Trafficking. And I was just like, it looked so cool compared to like what I'd seen as stand-ups before. I was like, he looks like a fucking badass.
Aye.
So I like that element of it, you know?
Definitely.
So I still like him. There's a lot of ones I did like that I just wouldn't entertain at all now.
Aye.
You know, like the black ones. And
aye. Any of them women or Jews?
That's a lie. Most of my favourite comedians probably are black.
Yeah. Most of mine are Jewish women.
Thoughts on Guinness Clear? Good marketing to promote safe drinking, or a load of bollocks? Yeah, they definitely would. They would definitely rather you just bought Guinness and got a fucking taxi.
Aye.
You know what I'm saying? Podcast question. You seem the person to ask, so where the hell does a person find decent Vietnamese or Thai food in Northern Ireland? Cheers, and also your podcast is fire.
Nice one, Bethany. Oh,
Bethany.
Go ahead, Bethany.
Well, obviously, there's plenty of decent Thai food. But the Vietnamese thing is basically off the fucking cards. Like, you can't get good Vietnamese food anywhere. You just can't get it.
I think I'm going for a wee Thai tonight, actually.
Where are you going there?
I don't know.
Belfast?
Oh, maybe. I kind of want to go to that bubble place again. I haven't stopped thinking about it. It was there about 6 months ago.
It's good, isn't it?
Really good.
Hummus everywhere.
Oh, hummus.
Just dipping shit. I got a bit of free shit sent out, bro.
Did it?
Got that name on the fucking table.
That's fucking good.
That's for Mr. Geddes. Fucking
right, it is.
Two hummuses.
Oh.
We never.
I think I got asked, is Colin coming too?
And then
the man walked away.
We never accepted as like, oh, now we don't need to buy starters. We like, oh, now we got our starters and this free shit.
Aye.
And then I'll get a main. And then I'll realize I'll get the panics going and I'll order a steak for the side. Because I'm a fat cunt. Bow Tree's the best Thai. It's in the Holy Lands for some reason. And it's the best Thai food I've ever had.
Never been there. Might try that. Give me an idea.
Might try and do it tomorrow night before labours.
No.
So there you go. All right, Colin. Funny thing / blonde moment that happened to me. Don't say blonde moment. You fucking sexist piece of fucking shit.
Respect yourself.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Blonde women are stupid, and then blonde dudes, according to Hitler, are the best.
Totally.
So here he goes. All right, Colin. Funny thing, blonde moment happened to me. Saw your Instagram post about your gig in Newcastle, so swiped up, bought the ticket, only to realise later that it's in Northern Ireland, not Newcastle upon Tyne, like I thought. That'll teach me to read things properly. Anyway, I still have an email ticket, so I wondered if I could pass it on to you. Someone that might use it. Hit me up. First of all, stupid cunt.
Ah.
You know, I mean, did it cross your mind to be like, I don't know if I've heard of an anchor bar in Newcastle, you know? Have a look, bro. Also, I don't know what the fuck to do with that ticket. That wouldn't mean I'm doing work, and I don't really can't be harsh with that.
Just get a refund.
Get a fucking refund, bro. Podcast question for you. Also, I might try and do a Newcastle gig this year. So hold on to your horses. Podcast question for you, lad. If you were to go back to when you first started getting into stand-up, would you do anything differently? Also, you've probably been asked this a million times. Any upcoming gigs in London? Yeah, there will be. Cheers for keeping, you know, whatever. Would you do anything differently?
Me? Again, is this for me or just you?
We'll both answer it, Mike.
I get a wee bit fucking, when people say, would you do anything differently? I always go, well, no, because if I did something differently, it wouldn't be where I am now. I'm quite happy where I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like 100%.
I've always kind of, like, I was always going to move to England, and now when I look back on it, I go, thank fuck I didn't.
Nah, you don't have you to. Know? Not in this day and age.
But also, you were better stand-ups, I think, from staying here.
Yeah, I definitely think, yeah, probably. Yeah. You've nothing to chase other than get funnier.
Yeah.
You know, you're not trying to go down a certain route or anything, like, so, yeah, it's probably better off.
No.
Staying here, that was the last question, Mick. You'd be glad to hear.
Thank God, I'm busting.
Busting for
a peach.
Puss.
Listen, thanks for having me on, Colin. It's been a pleasure. I'm just going to go in now and piss all over your toilet seat, probably, because this is going to come out before I get a chance to aim it. And
do you like the way there's tiles and new toilet and then it's unfinished in there?
It's still lovely. I think it's very nice. It's lovely colour scheme. Duck egg on it.
Where on the walls?
Egg. Oh.
Well, I don't know. You need to get a wee lick of paint around it.
I just always want to piss. Right, okay.
Go on ahead.
Thanks very much. Come see me at the Fringe in the Ulster Hall.
Can you buy them on your website or anything?
Yeah, probably if I learn how to get my website working again. I do have one. Look at it. There's nothing on it. Apart from a photo of me.
The website is pornhub.com/ fat lesbian eats cake old creepy Bill Clinton. Right, well, that's it, folks. We're out of here. Cheers for listening. The podcast is, of course, sponsored and funded by those who sort of subscribe to Patreon. There is a day scheduled in this week for editing of stand-up specials, so that will be available to Patreon folks in the next few weeks for free in its entirety, live from the limelight. And then I'll be putting selected clips of that up throughout the year. But if you want the whole thing, it'll be online in the next few weeks, hopefully. And that's it, guys. Tickets for the Odyssey are on sale. If you want to buy one of those, that would be great. Get it early, because there's the initial burst, and I haven't really sold. I haven't really pushed it since. But it will get to a time where there, you'll be like, okay, there's 500 tickets left, and then I'll mention that, and then it'll go boom, 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 and then they'll be gone. You know? So if you're going to get one, get right on it. The merch is available, colingaddis.com and all that shit. And yeah, if you want to contribute to the podcast, keep it ad free, patreon.com. You know, if we all throw a dollar in a month, who knows what the fuck can happen in this podcast. Any suggestions, slide in the DMs. You know, if you think you'd like more guests, if you want me to talk to some other people, if you want, you know, if you think I should do my own podcast, then one with a guest, let me know, guys. Let me fucking know. I work for you now. Until something pisses me off, and then I'm like, fuck you, I'll work for myself. Anyway, cheers for listening, and we'll see you next week. You know, keep an eye out for Madeline McCann. See you in a bit.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.